He said, that's the reason I came to set this earth on fire. Praise God. And see, this wasn't the bad fire. Let me tell you why this was not the bad fire. Because in Luke 9th chapter, when James and John and Jesus had his face set to go to Jerusalem. But he was going to make another stop. And he sent ahead to let them know, hey, I want to come through. I want to visit y'all. I want to stop at y'all. They sent the message back, we don't want you. Don't come through here. And you know what James and John, the son of the, they said, let's call down fire on that place and burn them all. Burn every one of them. But what did Jesus tell James and John? Man, y'all don't know what spirit y'all are. They said, let's call down fire on them and burn them up like Elijah. Let's do one of Elijah. Jesus said, y'all are in the wrong spirit. He corrected them. That was destructive fire. They were wondering. He said, I came to save man, not to burn them up, make them crisp. I mean, he said, I didn't come for that purpose. James and John had a wrong spirit on them. So that let me know that this is not the fire, the destructive, the judgment fire that he talks about in Revelation. This is not the same fire. Praise God, so we got that clear. My time. Okay, let's go to Thessalonians 5 and 19.
First
5 and 19. I'm going to read it right. I'm just going to read one verse out of here. Quench not the spirit.
Amen.
Don't put the fire out. You know, we read a lot about grieve not the Holy Spirit. We know all about that one. But how often do we know about this one that says, quench not the Holy Spirit. Don't put that fire out.
Man.
The Holy Spirit wants to come into us as fire.
Right.
And sometimes we're not receiving it. He said, Paul is warning them, quench not the Holy Spirit. Do not put that fire out. Now, he wasn't saying, hey, you can just put the Holy, we all know you can't put the Holy Spirit fire out, but we all know that you can reject it. And when he want to come visit us in fire, we're like, no, we don't want that. Huh? We don't want that fire. Because it may burn up some of the little habits and ways that I got.
Come on.
That I want to keep.
Come on.
So we don't want that fire.
That's right.
Huh? I want it to stay the way I am.
That's right.
I hear saints all the time confessing, I hadn't made it there yet. I'm not there yet. You know, not in love, that kind of love yet. And y'all need to do some other kind of confessing.
Reject.
Huh? You got to confess something else. Not that I'm not there yet. I ain't made it there yet. Well, you're an entire church. When are you going to get there?
Come on.
Change your confession. They said, that's not me.
That's real good right there.
You know? But we need to change our confession. You change your confession, you're going to change your life.
Amen.
You know, some people say, well, I can't do that right now. I want to stay like I am. Honey, the fire of God is going to burn up some things
come
that you
on,
don't
man.
Need.
Come on.
Huh?
Come on.
And then it will light the things that it
Woo,
needs to be lit in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo,
hallelujah. That the world will come watch the church burn.
Amen.
They'll call the fire department.
Come on.
And they'll say, this church is on fire.
Come on.
Praise God. We want to be a church on fire.
Amen.
That's what Jesus, did y'all read what 12 and 49? Had y'all read that before? 12 and 49, Luke 12 and 49, that said Jesus said, I came to earth to set it on fire.
Right. Have y'all read that before?
Yep.
Praise God. That's what he came to do.
Yes.
And we're still his body. We're still doing his ministry.
Yes, we are.
On the earth. So we should be setting things on fire, the earth on fire. Praise God. a church on fire. But the world got our songs, and now they singing, I'm on fire. And I'm like, no, y'all, you may think you are. That's not the song. Y'all stole the church song. The church is on fire, not the world.
That's right.
Huh? Mm. Praise God.
One day the world will be on fire.
Jesus. Quench not the spirit. Okay? He said, don't put that fire out, but I'm going to tell you a fire to put out. And I'm not going to even ask y'all to turn today because I don't have time. And that's Ephesians 6. When he's talking about putting the whole armor of God on. He said, take that shield of faith.
Yes.
And quench, put it out. Every fiery dart of the wicked one. Put it out.
Yes.
Put that fire out.
Amen.
Every one of them. Every thought. Every bad thought. Everything. Because see, it's shooting fiery dots towards your mind.
Yeah.
And if you keep those thoughts and you don't put that out, now if you want to put a fire out, the Holy Spirit is telling you what fire to put out.
That's right.
Put that fire out.
Yes.
Don't let that devil hang around you with thoughts.
No.
Because he never comes to hang out with you unless he's going to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Just always remember that.
Amen.
If he's hanging out with you, steal,
yeah.
kill. Do you hear me, young man? Yeah. And destroy.
That's what the devil.
Oh, yeah.
He said, take that shield of faith.
Yeah.
Quench. Put it out. Put out that fire. Now, you can put, if you want to put a fire out, put that fire out.
Mm-hmm.
But quench not the spirit. Because
yes,
Jesus came to set this earth on
fire.
I'm way over my time. Love y'all.
Oh. Love you.
Praise Amen. God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
But the revelation that Jesus has overcome the wicked one, that shield of faith will always put out those fiery darts. Everybody.
Always put out those fiery darts. Put those fiery darts out.
Amen.
You know those fiery darts will come to your mind. I'm not nothing, you know.
Yeah.
And God don't love me. Why God don't do this for me? Why? I mean, he's shooting those fiery dots
yeah.
at you.
That's right.
In your mind.
And I tell you, he starts out as a kid.
Woo!
As a little kid, because my Emmy, she's been coming up with some, you know, stuff. And I'm like, who told you that? Who told Jesus didn't
yep.
tell you that?
Yep.
Right.
The devil.
Well, thank
right.
God
yeah.
she's bringing it to you.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
But I'm telling you, it starts out as
starts
a kid.
Out as a kid.
Because he wants to see. He wants, the devil wants to see. He wants the children.
That's okay, we help him.
He's out to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Mary did a job.
Of course, that's the entire generation. More so than us.
Right.
Yeah.
Sister Mary did a job today.
Jesus.
She showed us what to fire to start, what to fire to continue with, and which one to put out.
Woo!
Amen.
This be a fireman. Put that fire out.
I'm going to pick up what she was.
She gave us the faith walking.
Yeah. Hold that shield of faith. It'll put it out.
Look what Paul
yeah,
says. Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Everything give thanks, this is the will of God, Christ Jesus concerning you. And then he said, quench not the spirit. These are the building blocks to keep that fire going. Despise not prophesying.
Amen.
Prove all things, hold
Amen.
Fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Now watch this promise. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved
blameless
to the coming
Woo!
Of our
blameless.
Lord Jesus Christ. And if that's in place, a lot of things are going to be in place with it. Because when you are in league with the Holy Spirit, you're following him.
May 23 and 24 together.
And
She's
the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
Shout out to Jesus.
facts, right?
We do our part.
He's the head. We're the body.
Amen.
He provides the facts.
And when we do these things, you can't just receive the knowledge of God and do nothing about the wiles of the devil.
Jesus.
You have to put that fire out.
Got to put it out.
This is why people, they don't have a problem hearing God. You got to get rid of the distractions.
Jesus.
You got to get rid of, you got to put Satan's fire out. He come to what? Kill, steal, destroy. Neutralize you. Sterilize you. It's where you can't produce fruit.
Jesus, help us, Lord.
But when you, God gave us this example from the beginning. Two trees in the garden. The tree of life, tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We're supposed to select the tree of life and reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This is all throughout the Word of God. And see, when you get rid of all the words of Satan, you can build your life without his interference. You can receive. What if people utilize every word that God ever spoke to them personally and the Word of God? Everything that they learned. Though we may know in part, we grow from glory to glory, we have access to it all at our will. Jesus says, seek and you shall find. Knock, it'll be open to you. Ask and it'll be given to you.
Jesus!
There's nothing we can't learn. So when I have lingering problems, I say, Lord, how am I going to kill this? Because it's trying to kill me and it's trying to hinder me from doing your will.
Jesus!
I think, you know, my dad was a boxer. He was a fighter. His parents, he saw his parents murdered when he was 5 years old.
Oh, wow. Oh, how cruel is that?
Yeah, his aunt's husband was trying to kill his wife and kill my grandmother. And she was pregnant with twins. And right after that happened, my granddaddy drove up in his truck. And then he shot my granddad and the bullet went across my dad's chest and killed him. And he got his little sister and ran up the hill. He experienced all this. And he got called to the ministry at an early age. He joined World War II running from the Lord. He didn't want to preach. But a lady saw him on the bus, said, I'm going to pray for you and you coming back.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
He went to China.
Woo!
And submitted to God's will. He was underwater. He said he was under there long enough to drown 4 men. But when he got out, he went straight to the chaplain and started preaching.
What a beautiful story.
Jesus.
He vowed to kill the man that killed his parents. But now he is a grown man. And he looked out the window. He saw him standing in the street. He had gotten out of jail many years later. And he walked out there. The man he said he would kill and forgave him.
Amen. Oh, praise God.
And shook his hand and forgave him.
Power of the Holy.
And that, he's a fighter. He was a boxer. He had. You can't let what the enemy do stop you. You have to rise above the snake line and live.
Amen.
And that's what he did. So.
But not in your strength.
Not in your strength.
You cannot do it in your strength.
Yeah.
Amen.
You have to allow the Holy Ghost to bring you out of it.
Yeah.
Because he will. He desires to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, man, this is a revelation. When you trust that Jesus has overcome it.
Yeah.
I believe, man.
As he is. So if he overcame it.
That blows me away.
If Jesus overcame it, we overcome it.
That's right.
That's true. He just asked us to put on that whole armor of God.
That's all.
You know.
But the devil see him, not you.
Learning is only part of
it.
Learning and receiving God's word is only part. That's the first step. But you have to be a fighter. And you have to fight what's trying to kill you. Not the will of God, but fight the wiles of the enemy.
Fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah, that's why I said, Lord, how am I going to... Every distraction I ever had, I said, Lord, how am I going to kill this? When I felt fearful and too afraid to act on what God said, I got to kill. I asked the Lord, how do I kill the fear?
Jesus.
Because if I knew how to do it, I'd have done it.
Long time ago.
And every time I kill, he showed me how to kill the works of darkness. You can do this. Anybody can do it. Children can do it.
Amen.
You just have to decide to. And I wondered, why would a person learn of God and not and become a false prophet or a wolf. A tare, or a wolf is worse than a tare. Wolves, that's what Peter and Jude was talking about. They can preach God's word and make merchandise out of God's people and have no animosity, go out of town and sin. Their eyes are full of adultery. Those are wolves.
Amen.
How can a person get to that point? They didn't fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
And they started loving the world somewhere. The love of the world starts in seed form. It didn't say that they was that they start. They said that they fell from grace. They were in Christ, but they left the love of God and went to that. And I said, Lord, what? How could a person do that? And it all goes back to the parable of the sower. When we receive God's word, that's where our faith comes from. All the revelation we receive from the Lord, that's where we get our we have the just shall live by his faith. That's where our faith comes from. And from there we gain trust, from there we gain vision. But we live by our faith. That's the verb side of our trust and vision. Vision, when you see the word in action, you receive the word of God. The word of God gives you vision and develops faith in you as you receive it. But it doesn't do anything until you speak it and act on it. That's when it becomes faith. When you reception is first, then believing. That's faith, because faith wants to do something. Faith looks totally and only to God. Faith doesn't look at the circumstance. When you have faith, the circumstance is there. You see it, but it's not bigger than you anymore. You see it, you know it's there, and you use the same word to destroy it. You have to think about the words destroy and kill and shut down. You shut that down. The Lord taught me to when he taught me a lot of principles when I asked him to teach me how to love. And that's why I refer to it so much. Mm-hmm. It alerted me to greater things. A person can be doing me blatantly wrong. My love for them is still intact. I'm being supplied by the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I see what they're doing, but I know where I'm going.
Come on now.
But that love takes care of it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so
he knows where he's going.
I take my shield of faith, and all the arrows they throw, I just move them out of the way.
Quench
them. I love them anyway.
Put them out.
And pray for them. And it's fun. Henry Gruber said, keep the fight supernatural. Don't go natural. If you go natural,
if you repeat go, that again.
He said, keep the fight supernatural. Because if you go natural, there are casualties. When Thurston had that wreck, he thought the guy had a gun. It was three of them. He thought he was being robbed. He thought they hit his truck and they were going to rob him. So he ran right into a policeman. And the policeman went, he was off duty cop. He took him back over there, and they got the report written up and everything. And the guy had threatened him. And so he told me, I wanted to go and do something to him. But I said, no, I can't do that. I got to do what I always done. And I shut Satan's work. You cut the snake at the head. I said, Satan, you'll never touch my son. You cannot use him to kill not only my son, but nobody else. You can't use him. And I prayed for his family. Never seen him again. And his insurance company paid to my son's medical bills from the wreck. And we kept the truck, so they didn't pay for the truck. They wanted to total it. It would have been. Anyway, you keep it supernatural, you win.
You'll, keep the fight supernatural.
You'll be challenged. But when you're looking at the Lord, it's not a challenge. This is what you do. If you go natural, there are casualties and consequences.
If you turn aside to fight, you may spend so much time on that you miss your moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're gone.
Yeah.
And you don't want to miss your moment. So turn aside to.
The enemy, you know, the night he had the wreck was the same night I started the website. The enemy will do things to stop your progress. And that's why I say when God gives you something to do, protect it. I prayed over my family. I prayed over the way. I knew what the enemy was doing.
to discourage you.
Try to stop, but you got
to. Little things to try to discourage you, what you're doing, what you're called to do.
You see how this war goes. My grandparents were murdered. My son had the wreck the day I started, the night I started the website, that same night he had this accident. When I'm publishing the website, he having a wreck. Thought he was being robbed. His cousin got, somebody bumped his car on the freeway, and he stopped, you know, thinking it was an accident, and they pulled the gun on him and took his money and drove off. So things like that happen. And you, in this war, don't let the enemy win. Shut him down.
Jesus.
But it goes back to how we receive the word of God. Oh, when you receive the word, don't let anything happen to the word that you receive. You know the parable of the sower. If people don't receive the word, sometimes people receive it in some areas and not where they need it in others. And all the enemy got to do is start a process of doubt, and it grows. And it causes people to fall back from what God gave them to do. If your heart is too hard to receive, the enemy will come and steal the word that would have put you over. If you don't let the word grow roots in you, you won't stand. Mm-hmm. And if you're distracted by the world, the lust of other things entering in, you become basically useless. But when the word is sown in good ground, you bring forth fruit with patience.
Amen.
Luke added that. Mark, he left the patience out. You got to have a, we warn. You got to notice you throughout the whole process, from the time that God gives you something to do, whatever it is, protect it.
Amen.
Receive the balance of the word. Fight the good fight. And bear fruit with patience.
Amen.
Keep that fire going. Okay. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I pray that you will bless us and help us to continue forward.
Jesus.
Help us to win all of our battles. Help us to be a blessing to your people. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, every instruction God gives you has its own anointing. Anointing comes with it.